Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
And indeed, Greg Cosell is joining us on the UMA Guest Line. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Rod, how are you, my friend?
Doing just fine. always enjoy the Niners running the exact same play after throwing a bunch of stuff back there that confused the defense. We were just talking to Kyle Shanahan a little while ago, and you know, the play they run where, you know, they line up to fullback at fullback, then you got Debo and then Kittle. That makes sense. And then they go with Juwan Jennings at fullback to run the exact same.
Yeah, I know,
play.
I know. Well, hey, they were really multiple with their formation looks. Obviously, Samuel had a lot to do with that. They actually ran the same play twice in the third quarter. It was on their first possession. Mm-hmm. Samuel 11 yards followed by Samuel 21 yards. It was the exact same play, the same personnel from the same formation.
It's you know, it's so interesting all the different things you know, the different looks you can use a guy like Debo Samuel and you can give defenses. I wanted to ask you about Mike Zimmer's defense because
sure.
I read a thing this week, and I'm not studying the film like you are, but Mike Zimmer, you know, according to what I'm reading, doesn't trust his cornerbacks. He runs a ton of cover two on obvious passing downs to try to protect those corners. What do you think? I mean, this is a team that drafted Jeff Gladney. Obviously, he had problems off the field. But when you watch Bashaud Breeland and you got Patrick Peterson here from the former Arizona Cardinal and you got Cam Dantzler, the former Mississippi State star, what's this? You know, are they struggling in man coverage? How would you describe their secondary, Greg?
Well, I think they were absolutely struggling in man coverage, and they've made many changes and played many people at corner, Larry. I mean, there was a stretch where they were starting Chris Boyd and Cam Dantzler at corner. This past week, it was Breeland and Peterson. They've been playing a lot of cover two, as you said. I mean, the tape tells you that. Zimmer's not saying anything out of school there, because anybody who watches the tape knows what he's playing. They're playing an awful lot of cover two. They try to get to it with disguise and late movements. So what the quarterback sees pre-snap is not what he sees after the snap. Mm-hmm. Try to slow down the process for the quarterback. But I don't think he feels real comfortable right now playing man coverage. And to be honest, he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, but I don't think Patrick Peterson plays man coverage at a particularly high level right now either.
No, Patrick Peterson 8 years ago, that's a whole different story. So if Mike Zimmer's not comfortable with the back end of his defense, the front part, especially when it comes to run defense, that must make keep him up at night, because statistically they're not very good tape wise. What does that mean, and how can the Niners exploit that with the way they're running the ball?
Well, the Niners can exploit it, and ideally they will. They're moving a lot of people around on their defensive front. They play Sheldon Richardson inside and outside. I never quite saw him as a wide 9 DN, but that's where he's been playing snaps. Because of what unfortunately happened with Everson Griffin today, they're going to have to go deeper in, you know, into the depth chart, and so they're going to have to play someone they'd ideally not want to play. One thing I noticed on tape this week, which I don't think I've seen before, was they played big nickel, meaning they played three safeties. They had Harrison Smith predominantly be a box player, almost a linebacker in that personnel package, with Xavier Woods and the rookie from, I believe, was it Cal? I really liked his tape coming out, and I'm not surprised he made a transition to safety, because I thought he was a really competitive, tough player, just did not quite have the physical athletic traits you want on the outside, but I really liked the way he played. So I noticed they played big nickel. You could well see that if he feels better about that. They do have three good linebackers if they want to go pure base, because I think Barr, Kendricks, and Nick Vigil are solid players, and given how much base personnel the Niners play, I would expect to see the Vikings play a lot out of their base defense.
You know, Minnesota's struggled to stop the run really all year, but it's gotten worse since week five, and now they don't have Dalvin Tomlinson, who's easily
another loss.
Yeah, I mean, he has a broad body defensive tackle, big two gapper. What do you think? I mean, I don't know if they're going to have Everson Griffin in this game. It doesn't sound like they're going to have Tomlinson. It sounds like the Minnesota's ripe for another 40 plus carry performance from the Niners.
Well, I think after tomorrow, Larry, we're all going to be broad bodies, you know?
Exactly. We're all two gappers on Turkey Day.
We'll all be two gappers on Friday morning, yeah. I don't know who, you know, you can look at a depth chart, but that doesn't tell you a whole lot. I mean, those are just the people there. I don't know what combination Mike Zimmer will play those guys. Look, we've seen the formula the last 2 weeks for the 49ers. You guys know how the 49ers want to play. Mm-hmm. So this is the way they'll come out and play until it's taken away. And if it's not taken away, they'll play like this the whole game. You know, they're going to be incredibly multiple with their formation looks out of base personnel. You know, you talked about Jennings lining up as an I formation fullback. When Samuel was in the backfield, you had Jeff Wilson or Trey Sermon basically lined up as number one receivers or wing receivers. You know, they're going to do the same things, and then he'll probably have some more wrinkles that just make it look different to the defense. Because all you're trying to do there, you're running base plays. You're just trying to make the defense think about how they have to play and against what are base. I mean, the runs by Samuel, it's not as if they created new runs. They run base runs. They just get to them in so many different ways.
Man, it's not jet sweeps or anything. I mean, these are basically just handoffs.
The two plays I mentioned in the third quarter where Samuel had the 11-yard run and the 21-yard run on back-to-back plays, which was the same deal, as I said, that was just power O.
Yeah.
You know, one of them he went inside of Brunskill, the other he went outside of Brunskill just based on the defensive reaction. But it was the exact same play from the same personnel package and the same formation.
It's our weekly hang with Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films, part of the NFL Matchup Show on ESPN. Greg is joining us on the UMA guest line. What's the tape telling you about Kirk Cousins? The numbers, just in terms of touchdowns, you know, and interceptions, are top-notch.
You know, it's funny about Cousins, and again, you know, everybody wants to talk about playoffs, and I can't speak to that. I mean, that's a hard thing to speak to as to why teams win and lose in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But Kirk Cousins and that offense, that's a very efficient offense. I saw a stat going back to, I think, week 5 last year. You guys might have seen it, that Cousins has something like 46 touchdowns and 5 interceptions going back to week 5 last year with like a 70% completion. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous. You know, he's in an offense that fits him extremely well. The outside zone run game is the foundation, but I think they've done more in the pass game. I think Justin Jefferson has given them the ability to do more because now he's a true receiver who can win one-on-one. So you can have him as your boundary X at times, and he can just win one-on-one. He is such a good route runner. He looks taller than he is on tape because he's got those really long legs. He's got a lanky build, but he knows how to separate at the top of his route stem. And we know Thielen's good. I think the tight end has become a factor as well, Conklin. So there's a lot going on here with this offense, and I think it's a difficult offense, I think, to defend.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
You know, we're talking to Greg Cosell in the UMA guest line. It's hard not to notice that the teams that are really rolling right now in the NFL are all running the hell out of the football.
I'm so glad you said that, Larry. Thank you.
Colts, Pats, Eagles, Niners.
Patriots.
All these teams are running the ball. And the question that a lot of people are asking is 40 runs a week sustainable? You know, these teams are not necessarily running it the same way. They're doing it differently. But what do you think, Greg? I mean, we've been told we're in this pass happy era of NFL, an NFL offensive history and tons of, three, four and five wides and this and that. But running the ball is still a major tenet of winning football.
Yes, and I think what gets lost in the conversation about you got to toss it around the yard and you need a great quarterback, and I'm not suggesting you can be great with a crappy quarterback, but is no one talks about the burden that places on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It's really hard in this era of football with these ridiculous studs that are now on defense to pass protect 45 times a game.
Right.
That's hard. you know, the Buffalo Bills are finding that out.
Yep.
You know, they're basically asking Josh Allen to be great on every snap. And that's just unrealistic, no matter how talented your quarterback is. So now all of a sudden people are like, well, Josh Allen's really not any good, which is wrong. It's just that when their O-line's not very good and they have no viable run game. So now Josh Allen has to be great every snap. But you're so right about the run game. I bet people would be very surprised to know that Damian Harris and Rhamondre Stevenson combined have more carries than Jonathan Taylor. The Patriots are a running football team. Everybody talks about Mac Jones because he's Mac Jones, but they're a running football team. And people are running the ball more now, and they're running it with the quarterback under center, not just in the gun. So I'm really curious to see where this goes, but your point, Larry, is 100% correct.
And so that makes me think about something I saw last week. We all saw it, the Cowboys losing to the Chiefs, and they didn't have a run game.
Now, maybe they chose not to run it.
But that's what I was about to say. I mean, Zeke got nicked up a little bit, whatever you want to call it. But it was really Dak Prescott, hey, and save us. So then what happens? Chris Jones eats, and he eats big. It's like you could clearly see what's going on with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is a separate debate from whether you need a big-time runner. That's a separate question. I mean, but the point is you need a run game, whether you believe you need, you know, the best back that's out there, or you can put together a run game with, you know, Elijah Mitchell and Jeff Wilson. That's another question. Mm-hmm. The point is you need to be able to run the ball. I still come back to what Brandon Staley said a month or so ago, and I firmly believe that. At some, you know, there's a physical nature to football. You need to make the defense line up and have to play physically and have to tackle. You know, you need them to do that, because otherwise you're just playing into the hands of these better and better athletes that are coming out of college football that play on defense. You know, right now what you're seeing a lot of at younger ages, guys, and Larry, you may know this, I know you follow this kind of thing, I'm not suggesting you don't, Rod, I know Larry loves this stuff, is you're seeing a lot of kids who are running backs being told, you know, hey, gain 10 pounds and be a linebacker, or
Miles Jack.
Yeah, or switched and become a corner, because those positions are viewed now as more premium than a running back. So you're getting great studs playing on defense now, and it's just hard to throw the ball so many times.
I wanted to ask you about Chris Jones, because he had a hell of a day, not just with the sacks. He was a total game wrecker. They moved him back inside.
Inside, yes.
I mean, he's a great player, so outside, or you're not gonna say, well, that's terrible. But he's clearly better on the inside. I know you don't know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it. Why would they move him outside? What was the point of that?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I will say this, is I thought that watching his tape from the outside that really wasn't where he was at his best, and inside he's just a bear.
I mean, my God.
They were playing with a backup left guard, the Cowboys, in McGovern, and he ate him up. And then he even had really good snaps against Zach Martin, who many would view as the best right guard in the league. But he was very dominant inside. He's a dominant inside player. And, you know, I can't answer why they, you know, we played snaps outside. In the first half, he probably played a number of snaps outside, Rod, as you said. But then in the second half, I don't think he played a snap outside.
No.
Unfortunately, you're preaching to the choir, because Niner fans know all too well about the dominance of Chris Jones. Greg, Garoppolo has taken 89 snaps in the shotgun out of the 93 dropback since week 8 against the Bears at Soldier. And obviously, you know, limiting, you know, time under center and the play action, that simplifies the game for a quarterback. He seems so much more calm and under control. I was talking to Kyle earlier about the first play where he had pressure in his face and he threw a screen to the left to Kittle, and just how his feet were calm, and he threw, even though he had pressure in his face, he threw a perfect dime. But I'm just kind of wondering, Kyle's offense is about under center, play action pass, and he's had to adjust for Jimmy, and it's working right now.
And again, because maybe you know the answer, I don't. Obviously, I'm not speaking to them, but I can tell you that Garoppolo looks so comfortable. He's playing so much in rhythm right now. That's when he is at his best. We've talked about this. He's a timing and rhythm passer. The throws are being presented. He's probably seeing things more clearly. and he looks extremely comfortable. You know, one of his issues has always been that if it wasn't there right away, he kind of gets stuck in the pocket because he's not a natural mover. He's not unathletic, but he's not a natural mover. He doesn't have the instinct for movement out of the pocket. So he gets stuck in the pocket. You know, I'm sure you guys can see plays where it just looks like he's stuck.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he gets sacked or he tries to move and, it, you know, usually nothing good comes of that. But right now, he just looks very comfortable. The ball's coming out. I think over these last number of weeks, his ball placement has been far more precise, and I think that's a function of him feeling comfortable. But Larry makes a great point, though. It's been so much more shotgun. They haven't been really marrying the run game and the pass game the way they normally do and the way Kyle is known for being among the best in the league. It's been a lot of shotgun.
Well, you know, they say great coaching is playing to your talent, and he's doing that. Let me ask you about something that I asked you about last week, and sure enough, it happened again. We saw 2 weeks ago Miami blitz the hell out of Lamar and the Ravens, and it worked, right? And then last week, the Bears blitzed the Ravens, 28 of the 44 dropbacks. It was the highest blitz rate by a team in a game this season. It was the highest blitz rate by a Bears team since before ESPN started tracking the stat. Like in 2006. So is that, in your mind, is that, do you think we will see the Bears blitz the Lions tomorrow on Thanksgiving? Or was that specific to the Ravens and kind of a reaction to the success Miami had against Baltimore the week prior?
Well, there's so many variables here. First of all, it's obviously impossible to know.
Sure.
But so there's two thoughts that came into my head as you were going through that. Number one, will the Bears now become a more blitz heavy team as a team, and will they do that or did they blitz against the Ravens because it was a young quarterback who making his first start? And thirdly, or is there something about the structure of the Ravens offense that leads teams to believe that they can now blitz and be effective doing that? Those are three things that we theoretically do not know, so I can't answer that, but you know, I wasn't surprised that the Bears increased their blitz percentage against a young quarterback, but I don't know if they did it because they also found something in the structure of the Ravens offense that leads now maybe more teams to believe they can blitz. I mean, I guess Cleveland plays Baltimore Sunday night. That's the Sunday nighter.
Right.
Cleveland will blitz. They're not a non-blitzing team, so we'll see if their coordinator, Joe Woods, really amps up the pressure, because Lamar, I'm sure, will be back.
Greg, as always, the time, the insight, both greatly appreciated. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and grub out tomorrow.
I'll be watching tape for a while, but I'm sure I will eat far too much when the time comes.
Are you working on Turkey Day?
I'm going to come in, watch tape. I'll be here Friday, too. I got to get through some stuff that I just haven't seen enough of. So I've got to get through some of that stuff because you just never know as we go down the home stretch here.
Got to eat tape, then eat turkey.
There you go.
You prioritize. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Really appreciate it.
Greg. We appreciate you. Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.